But just knowing him, I know that has to have a special place in it. You know, being a part of a great organization, a historical organization, and to be put in that situation, to have an opportunity to break that record. I mean, I'm blessed and fortunate to be here to hopefully watch him and watch him accomplish that. I'm excited for him. Yeah. You know, I think that's huge. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. Now, you were never in a position during your playing days to but
not at all.
You know what? You've been in the shoes to some extent.
Oh, yeah.
To set that record in a game you don't win, if that's how it works out, what is that a hollow? Is that, would you imagine that's going to be a hollow thing?
I mean, well, first and foremost, we always focus on winning, so we're going to focus on that. But I will say this, regardless of the outcome, it's going to be a great achievement for Jamal Charles. And obviously, everybody on this team and on this coaching staff will be proud of that accomplishment, because not every day you can say that you are the – not every person or every running back in this league can say, hey, I had an opportunity to become the leading rusher for that historical organization. And so it's going to set, I mean, a presence in that locker room, and everybody's going to be proud and happy for him.
Really kind of filling two roles now, isn't he, the way you're splitting them out?
And... Well, first and foremost, you know, he's our punt returner. Mm-hmm. He does some things for us at the running back position. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as far as all the other stuff, you would have to talk to Coach Reed about that.
Right.
But, I mean, he's a tremendous football player that brings a great deal of energy to our offense.
How hard was that not to have him for 4 weeks? Hard for you and him.
Well, it's been tough. I think it's been tough on us, but it's been wearing him out.
Right.
You know, but the thing is, we're happy that we have him back. And now it's about moving forward and making sure that we're putting him in the right situations to be productive for us.
How shocked were you that he was out there for the fourth round, available in the fourth round?
You know,
you went to bed that night, you know, after the first 2 days of the draft.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, it was a very, very good pool of football players. And for whatever reasons, kids drop. I don't control those reasons.
Right.
Obviously, you know, John Dorsey and Coach Reed felt that DeAnthony can come in and help us to do some great things. So regardless of whether he fell or not, I'm glad. I know one thing for a fact. That kid is happy to be here with the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're glad that he's here as well.
This franchise is a pretty good lineage of great punt returners, back from Super Nat to you know, guys like Vanover and Dante Hall and Dexter. I mean, that's quite a weapon to have, isn't it?
It is, and obviously we want to make sure that he can hopefully keep that tradition up. But obviously we're just going to take it one step at a time, 1 week at a time, and making sure that he stays healthy enough to show what he can do on a weekly basis.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it, Eric.
No problem. You know what? At this game, it was tough just because of the fact that we lost. And it was a game that, you know, we felt that we had an opportunity to do some things, to play better, to give ourselves a chance to win. And obviously, when you come away with a tough loss as we did, you know, those things seem to, they wear on you emotionally, physically. And so, he passed Larry Johnson. But I guarantee you, if we could have got the W, that would have meant more than anything.
You got it. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
No.